Good morning. The storm system that brought the steady rain to interior New York and New England yesterday is now lifting through the Canadian Maritimes. Still some leftover moisture over top of us, mainly in the form of cloud cover, but also scattered rain showers. Across the higher terrain, some wet snowflakes flying around, as we'll see an increasing northwest breeze, at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. At the same time, a trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere and a associated cool pool of air will be overhead today. This will induce a few more scattered rain and snow showers with that gusty wind, and temperatures will only climb a few degrees and mainly stay in the lower to mid-40s this afternoon. High pressure will build in from the Midwest and plains tonight, and clouds will break up. With gradually clearing skies, temperatures will be back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. This will leave us with a mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow, with highs back into the lower and middle 40s. A ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, will dominate the weather picture heading into the upcoming weekend. That means full sunshine on Saturday with a warm-up into the middle and upper 40s, and with more sun on Sunday, highs will break into the lower 50s. A little bit cooler with a couple of disturbances heading our way for the early part of next week. Still just a mix of sun and clouds for Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-40s. And a disturbance heading our way from the Appalachian Mountains could produce a few rain showers on Wednesday with highs again in the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the Pacific Northwest will have widespread mixed precipitation as a front pushes through Washington and Oregon. Rain is expected for areas west of the coastal ranges. For areas to the east, though, a mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow will be possible, or even likely, dependent on elevation. Mountain snow and valley rain will increase as the front advances through the Rockies and into the high plains tomorrow. Most of Washington and north-central Oregon have warnings out, and advisories are also in effect for portions of the region with this winter storm. Heavy snow is expected for the Cascades, with 1 to 2 feet of snow possible. Additionally, freezing rain amounts of 1/10 to 1/4 inch are possible in passes and areas prone to a cold easterly breeze. Farther south in the Sierras, 4 to as much as 15 inches of snow is forecast, depending on elevation. Snowfall amounts of 4 to 8 inches will be possible for portions of the northern and central Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 30 degrees, with a west wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear, and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 35, 76% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.70 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 17 below zero at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, Boston partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with a few showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 50 degrees, the low 41. The average temperature 46, that's 12 degrees above normal. 47 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month now 61 hundredths, which is 0.4 inch above average. And 35.59 inches for the year, which is 1.04 inches of precipitation below average. There were 19 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 50, that's 12 below normal. And 1,133 for the season, which is 333 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 41 degrees. The average low, 26. The record high, 63, set in 2009. And the record low, 1 below zero, in 1976. Sunrise this morning at 7:08 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy today with rain and snow showers around and highs in the lower 40s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny skies today and breezy, a few passing showers with highs in the middle and upper 40s. gradual clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy, a couple of rain and snow showers around today with highs in the middle 40s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few passing rain and snow showers around and highs in the mid-40s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a little chilly, lower to mid-40s. Sunny and milder Saturday, upper 40s. Mostly sunny in the lower 50s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds for both Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-40s. And the chance of showers on Wednesday with highs back into the middle 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.